At WrestleMania 33, you and your brother Matt made a triumphant return to WWE. Since then, you illustrate yourself both in, as a single and tag team member. How would you compare your current and former run in WWE, and how did you evolve from your perspective as a sports entertainer?
Since our last run in WWE?
Yeah, how would you compare your former and...
Compared to this one? Going back to like 08 and 09, I think what's so cool about my career right now is I finally just got No More Words back, which is my theme music, which means the world to me. And it's like nothing ever changed from 08 and 09, like, you know, 10, 11 years ago. And that's the coolest thing that's going on with me. But the biggest difference is, I was in another wrestling world, so was Matt, for many years. And we teamed and did some amazing stuff. And there was a point in my life, I know, when I didn't think I'd ever be back in WWE. I was like, they're never going to take me back. I've gotten all this trouble. I mean, they're never going to hire me back. But then the time came, and we had an opportunity to come back at WrestleMania. So I've evolved more, and I'm older. I'm more responsible. And even since I've been back, just things have happened that have made me a better person overall. So I think I'm in the perfect place, the exact place I should be right now. And the thing about Matt being in another wrestling world is just so cool. That we still exist in two different companies and are doing okay.
Yeah. Many rumors suggest that your desire to portray Willow the Wisp character in WWE. Could you tell us if it might be possible to see Willow in WWE in the near future? And what could this character bring different compared to Jeff Hardy?
I think there's a possibility. I'm actually waiting on a new mask to be made, and I think once I see that mask, if it fits right and feels right and looks right, I've got an idea to pitch, so we'll see what happens. You know, it may never happen, but that's the cool thing about WWE and pro wrestling in general, man. Anything is possible, man, within limits. But I think it would just be a completely different side of Jeff Hardy, and it would have to be different than The Fiend and Bray Wyatt, you know, to a certain extent, but I think my two personalities could exist, and it could be done very well if they go for my idea.
And what could be a different from Willow the Wisp? What could be the difference between Willow the Wisp and Jeff Hardy?
It would be pretty much like Willow is Jeff Hardy's demon, pretty much. So he's just like putting him down all the time. So I don't know if people would boo him because they'd be so excited to see him, but. Probably more of an in-betweener thing, but he's just, he'd be like Jeff Hardy's demon.
This Sunday, WWE will host the 35th edition of the Survivor Series pay-per-view. You've been in a lot of those Survivor Series matches throughout your career. Any favorite moments or story to share about your history regarding this pay-per-view?
Yeah, Survivor Series. I think I've been in six elimination matches, and I've teamed with like the greats of Shawn Michaels, Triple H, I mean, Rey Mysterio, Kane, I mean, all kind of just legendary, you know, superstars. But my main memory is probably back in 08 or 09 again, when I wrestled Randy Orton for the world title. And although I didn't win, it was in Madison Square Garden, and the crowd was just on fire. And there I was in like a main event, and it was just another surreal childhood dream come true. So yeah, that one stands out the most. And we finally got to do the back-to-back Twist of Fate into the RKO, which I love spots. I love spots in wrestling.
Jeff, your rivalry with Randy Orton is seen as one of the greatest in the history of WWE. Is there any story to share about that rivalry, and what did it meant at the time for you to wrestle Randy Orton?
Oh, I mean, he is a legend, generational wrestler and just icon. It just meant everything because I think we had great chemistry. We have great chemistry. But there's just one thing about him and in my ears, you know. I mean, it's like, man, I'm lucky I still have my gauges. They're still intact because, it's some of the gruesome stuff. But one of the things about Randy that means a lot to me, one of my dreams was always to be in a Hell in a Cell match, and that came true. And I'm wrestling Randy Orton, and he put a screwdriver through my ear and twisted it and twisted it and twisted it. Yeah, so, but it's one of those memories that's kind of immortal, you know? So, and that's what my career is mainly about, is the moments.
In your current run with WWE, you establish yourself as a beloved veteran, wrestling younger stars such as Sami Zayn, Damian Priest, or recently Austin Theory. What's your vision on this new generation of wrestlers? And is there a superstar in that locker room that makes you think, oh, there's the guy, there's this guy who I'm passing the torch to?
On SmackDown or Raw, does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
As far as passing the torch, man, I always think about Steve Austin when he had to give it up. And he kind of passed the torch to The Rock. And The Rock is just, you know, pure charisma in a human body. Just an amazing human being. Very superhuman, humanish. I don't know, when it comes to passing the torch, I see a lot of potential. Even I worked with a guy named Austin Theory, and such a good-looking young dude and really talented. So I can see him being a big star. But as far as I don't know if I have a torch to pass. I mean, because I think my legendary career is kind of from the ups and downs and just coming back and never giving up and you know, fighting for my life, basically, and for the people as well. But yeah, as far as passing torches, I don't think I have one yet, but hopefully before I'm done in the next few years, I'll be able to answer that.
Well, the legendary career you have. Final question, with fans being back in arenas, we saw how loved you still were. 27 years, man, after your first match in the company, what would you advise to a young wrestler who wants to have that same longevity? And do you still have goals in WWE or in the wrestling business in general?
What was the first part of that question?
What would you advise to a young wrestler who wants to have that same longevity?
Gotcha. Yeah, my advice to a young wrestler would definitely be, if you can, just avoid drugs and alcohol altogether, because it can ruin your life. It can kill you. And, you know, I'm just lucky enough to bounce back from that stuff. But yeah, and then as far as the future, it's just kind of the unknown is what's kind of exciting, you know. My number one role in life right now is to be the best husband and the best father I possibly can be. But then number two is WWE superstar, my career. You know, so there, I think there's some bigger moments to create, and that's what I'm most excited about. I just hope I can survive them. Speaking of Survivor Series.
Thank you very much for your time, Jeff.